The Supreme Court 2012 term is winding down, and many will remember this term for the two same-sex marriage cases heard on consecutive days in March. However, this term also gave us two cases involving dogs, drugs, and the state of Florida. Every dog may not have his day in court, but Aldo and Frankie did. Both cases involved the question of when police officers can use a drug-sniffing dog without a search warrant. Though in past years, many Fourth Amendment search cases have involved high-tech police tools, such as infrared sensors and GPS devices, these cases were about old-fashioned dogs. In the first case heard by the Supreme Court, Florida v. Harris, a police officer had stopped Mr. Harris's vehicle for having an expired license plate when he noticed that Mr. Harris appeared to be under the influence of drugs. The police officer then had Aldo, a trained drug-sniffing dog, walk around the vehicle, and Aldo alerted the officer to the existence of drugs. Upon a warrantless search of the vehicle, based on probable cause, ingredients to make methamphetamines were found, and Mr. Harris confessed not only to being under the influence of meth, but also to have cooked some that day. However, Harris later challenged the search, arguing that the dog's alert did not provide probable cause. The Florida Supreme Court agreed, holding that in a probable cause hearing, the officer must produce not only evidence of training and field tests, but also data on the dog's success rate on the job, including false alerts. All nine of the U.S. Supreme Court justices disagreed. The court held that an officer would need to show only that the dog's alert, given the totality of the circumstances, would make a reasonably prudent person think that a search would reveal contraband or evidence. A defendant could challenge the content and reliability of a dog's training and certification at the hearing, but a dog's alert would not be suppressed merely because the officer could not provide career data on the dog. However, the court was not as nice to Frankie. In Florida v. Jardines, an officer, acting on an unverified tip that marijuana was being grown inside a home, brought Frankie, the drug-sniffing dog, onto the front porch of Mr. Jardines' house. From the porch, the dog alerted that drugs were present, and the officer used this information to get a search warrant. The dog was correct, but the defendant challenged this search also. However, Mr. Jardines was not arguing that the dog's alert was not probable cause for the search warrant. Instead, Jardines argued that the officer needed probable cause to bring the drug-sniffing dog onto the porch. In other words, Frankie's front porch sniffing was a search. The majority of the court agreed, equating the curtilage of a house to the house itself and the dog to a trespasser. But hold on. Police officers, as well as mail carriers, door-to-door salespeople, and others who come to the door uninvited, have a common law privilege to trespass up your walk. Therefore, the state of Florida argued that surely the law doesn't prevent those selling Girl Scout cookies from bringing their dogs with them. But the court reasoned that a trained police dog is not a pet. Though an officer may have a license to approach your home and look and sniff around without a warrant or probable cause, the officer must leave advanced search technology devices behind, even drug-sniffing dogs. If the law loves anything more than man's best friend, it's the man's house. This is Christine Hurt.